This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talked a little bit about oil up top and which way prices are going, which is up. Lay a little bit of supply and demand on top of that reality, and you quickly get to this, that there is going to be more oil coming on the market the higher that price gets. The International Energy Agency says the United States is going to pass Russia as the world's top oil producer by the end of this year. And a lot of that oil, and natural gas as well, comes from West Texas, the Permian Basin, it's called, where output has tripled in the last 3 years. Times there are good right now, but oil prices go down too, you know. Marketplace's Andy Euler has the ups and the downs of life in the Permian oil field.
A 100-foot rig pushes up amid acres of irrigated cotton fields and long dirt roads. Oil derricks and pump jacks dot the horizon. If you can't see you're in oil country here, well, you ain't looking. I'm in an oil patch between the two big cities here, Midland and Odessa. Both have about 150,000 people. Tommy Taylor, the guy I'm meeting, seems to know most of them.
How we doing?
Taylor's the director of oil and gas development at Fasken Oil and Ranch. He's worked there for 33 years, and he jokes that the oil business isn't just on his resume. It's in his blood.
My dad was a petroleum engineer. My oldest brother's a petroleum engineer. My middle brother's a mechanical engineer. I mean, my sister's a school teacher, but she married a petroleum engineer. You know, it's just kind of in the family.
For families here, the price of oil makes the difference between hard times and high times. About 6 months ago, oil started creeping above $50 a barrel. 18 months earlier, it had been around half that. Taylor recalls that time when Fasken went down to operating just one rig and stopped hiring. The drillers and roughnecks drifted away, found jobs elsewhere. But times weren't just hard for those working in the oil industry. As they say in these parts, even if you're not in oil and gas, you're in oil and gas. Dustin Freeman, general manager of Katie's Barbecue in Midland, recalls his struggles when oil was in the doldrums.
We felt it when the company started taking away their salesmen's cards and what they could spend, because a lot of our business is these salesmen coming in, grabbing stuff, taking it out to rigs, taking it out to frac crews, and those almost ceased completely.
Freeman had to cut costs just so his restaurant could survive, but that wasn't easy when he had to buy another commodity with a rapidly fluctuating price, beef. The farmers didn't just drop their prices because oil prices were low. Freeman says now that oil prices have picked up again, everybody's happier.
You see it in their faces, you see it in how they talk to you, you know, and you see it in the traffic. Midland's a small town. The infrastructure's not here to support as many people are here, so you know oil's good when you start seeing the traffic getting bad.
Right now, traffic is awful, as 18-wheelers ferry gear to and from the oil patch, stuck between workers' pickup trucks and moms taking their kids to school. The state wants to boost investment in what it calls public infrastructure and workforce development. That's easier said than done, says Diana Hinton. She teaches the history of the petroleum industry at the University of Texas Permian Basin. She's lived in the area since 1973.
We live in a town that's squarely tied to a very volatile industry. But you know, most of us really were pretty sore about the condition of the roads and the level of traffic. And, well, that's part of the picture.
Last year, oil taxes brought the state more than $2 billion in revenue. But none of that goes to fixing roads in the areas where there's production. Instead, the money's divided among several state funds. Midland County Judge Mike Bradford has a big say in what gets built. He argues too much of the money generated here goes to the state capital and isn't used to help locals. Midland-Odessa is consistently among the highest median household income areas in the nation, yet the public schools here are among the poorest performing in the state.
The school district has the hardest task. The state of Texas has continually cut school funding. They can't build schools tomorrow for the population they got now, and then when the market changes, hear yourself walk down that hall. They've got a lot more at stake.
The residents of Midland and Odessa have a lot at stake, too. When oil prices and production rise, local realtors, bar owners, and apartment complexes hike their prices. If you live here in the Permian and you're not getting the kind of wage bump that oil workers are currently enjoying, you could be out of luck. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
There's more of Andy's reporting from the Permian Basin coming up tomorrow, bright and early, on the Marketplace Morning Report.